Property taxpayers across six North Arkansas counties are being court-ordered to pay off millions of dollars of debt plus closure costs for an old garbage dump purchased in 2005 by Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District, one of 18 solid waste districts in the state. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, hundreds of angry residents showed up at a half dozen hastily called county public meetings this past week, demanding some answers.
Purpose for this meeting to discuss a service fee.
70 property owners sat in the Berryville Community Center meeting room Wednesday morning trying to understand why they have to pay for a shuttered garbage dump way over in Baxter County. Bankruptcy attorney Jeffrey Treese with the firm Quattlebaum, Grooms, and Tull in Little Rock took an hour trying to explain.
Moving forward, Bank of the Ozarks filed a lawsuit on behalf of the bondholders and asked for the appointment of a receiver.
Treese is that court-appointed receiver for Bank of the Ozarks, trustee for bondholders who in 2005 invested $12.3 million in the Baxter County landfill called Neighbors and hauling service to be owned and operated by the Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District. With guidance from Northwest Arkansas Economic Development District in Harrison, Solid Waste District members signed a compact to use the facility, expecting that after it was fixed up and the debt paid off, the 700-acre regional landfill site would be a big money-making venture. 5 years later, district members, except for the city of Harrison, abandoned the facility. Plagued by costly environmental problems, they left the district responsible for $11.3 million in unpaid bonds, $16 million in cleanup and closure costs to the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, plus an additional $1.5 million in monitoring fees over the next 30 years. Treese told the crowd he devised a plan to spread out all those costs, having every commercial and residential property owner in Baxter, Boone, Carroll, Marion, Newton, and Searcy counties pay for it.
My job was to, using census data, assessment data provided to me by the assessors, was to come up with a plan whereby the district could generate the revenue to pay those obligations.
Treese says his recommendation involves an $18 per residential and commercial property parcel fee paid annually until the debt is paid, citing Arkansas Code Section 8-6-714D, which allows solid waste districts to levy fees for service. But during the meeting, district property owner Joshua Orso stood up to argue that point.
The fee, so-called, for these things cannot be valid because these so-called services do not exist.
Treese says the district provides trash services, but residents argued not everyone assessed uses that service, plus pastures, vacant lots, and even barns are being assessed the fee.
I have not paid the tax.
After the meeting, Josh Orso says he would rather risk having a lien placed on his property and have his land seized than pay that tax.
Men with guns will come and throw you off your land, violating your constitutional right to be secure in your person's place, property, etc.
Orso says he's organizing to fight the fee.
There's other people on the volunteer fire department with me, people in my beekeeping club, people from my church, and my friends and neighbors. As a medically retired Marine, I have a somewhat flexible schedule, and my buddy was going to be here today, had an emergency with his cows, so I am standing in.
Orso and other residents at the meeting say they cannot understand why they have to reimburse wealthy venture capitalists who invested in the landfill. When asked about the original bond contract default mechanism, Treese told the crowd,
in the event of default, the bonds were secured by essentially all of the assets of the district, whatever that might be, whether it be the personal property involved with the hauling operation or the land affiliated with the landfill, all revenues, et cetera.
The only thing left now, however, is a toxic gated landfill. Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District Board voted in 2012 to default on the bonds, filing for bankruptcy 2 years later, but were denied. In 2013, ADEQ filed suit against the district, seeking landfill cleanup and closure costs. Bank of the Ozarks, trustee for the bondholders, also filed suit in Pulaski County Circuit Court seeking full repayment. Therese told the crowd that Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District had an opportunity to assess a service fee while the landfill and hauling company were operational.
This fee should have been imposed years ago.
Longtime Solid Waste District Board member Berryville Mayor Tim McKinney says it was a collective decision to abandon the landfill.
There was an overfill issue, and if all that trash had not been diverted somewhere else, it would have just closed the landfill sooner because it would have been at capacity.
In an email for this report, Bill Lord, former Solid Waste Management Division Director with Northwest Arkansas Economic Development District, who coordinated landfill purchase negotiations, says Solid Waste District members broke the law, failing to meet their bond obligation under state policies and procedures, as well as against local ordinances passed to satisfy bondholders. Lord says the district board trashed a landfill that, if managed correctly, would have had the capacity to profitably serve the region for more than 50 years, long after the bonds had been paid off. Butch Berry, mayor of Eureka Springs, is a new Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District board member. He says the $18 property assessment is the most frustrating and unfair issue he's ever seen.
I'm glad to see these public hearings being held, and I'm especially glad to see that the senators and representative legislators are getting involved.
State Representative Bob Ballinger on Tuesday morning hosted a joint Arkansas House and Senate Committee on State Agencies and Governmental Affairs in Berryville at the Community Center, inviting ADEQ agents as well as county collectors to meet with angry property owners.
Essentially, the type of meeting that we hold in Little Rock, we just held it here yesterday in order to deal with this issue.
Ballinger, an attorney who lives in Berryville, says all parties involved in the landfill debacle seem to have opposing opinions on how it went down, but he's most concerned about property owners.
Nobody likes the idea of being charged a fee that feels a lot like a tax, because you can't pay your taxes unless you pay it. If you don't pay your taxes, you lose your property. So whether you call it a fee or a tax, it has the effect of being a tax.
Ballinger says even he was taken off guard by this outcome.
I didn't know how big the problem was as far as a financial standpoint. You know, the information as far as what the bondholders were held, my assumption all the way through that was that the bondholders would be left holding the bag because they went out and invested a risky investment, and that's just not the case.
There does appear to be some relief on the way. Tree says properties now exempt from the assessed fee include private boat docks, cell phone towers, and billboard parcels, and possibly contiguous vacant lots. Across the six-county district, 72,612 parcels were assessed. Less delinquent payments, that will yield $1,241,676 million. $1 million of that to be divided equally between the bondholders and ADEQ, and $100,000 going to the district. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.